You remember that God's direction is through His Word. Back in Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto our pathway. What we've just sung about, a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. But in verse 130 of that Psalm 119, He says, The entrance of Thy Word giveth light. And that tells us that not always is the Word of God entered into our walk. Sometimes we try to make decisions on the basis of not consulting God's Word, not seeing what He has taught us about how to live and behave and do as a marriage or as a family. And as a result of that, we're not doing the things that God would have us to do, and the happiness is not ours and the joy is not ours that He really wants us to have. And so the entrance of Thy Word giveth light. We want the Word to enter into our daily walk of life. The passage in Psalms 127 and verse 4, and I sometimes say Psalms 124, and I don't mean to, but it's the idea of Psalms 127 verse 4, says, As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Those goes on to talk about how good that they will do and how they're directed toward a right of future for past things and events to take place, to be in the past, and hopes to be in the future. They are like arrows in the hand of a mighty man. We want those arrows as a family to go forward and to represent us well, to have our name to be honored and praised and taught of God rather than foolishly spoken about. We want them to represent us in a good and wholesome way and not in a way in which people would take our name and hold it in derision, hold it in sacred honor and in that way rather than to be rejecting it right and left. The guidance of the Word of God teaches us to do that. And as a result, the entering of the Word gives light, Psalms 119, verse 130. And so it is that in that entrance of light into the family, here's a man who has many arrows. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them, the passage there tells us in Psalms 127. We hear a number of children, and they're like arrows in the hand, and he rises out of that quiver. He pulls that arrow out, and into the future, the influence that is exerted today for good and for godliness, for the light of the Lord today, will be light that is shared with others down the stream of time. And so it is that we want God's Word to teach us and guide us. Many people that day find themselves involved in church activities and worship activities that are entertaining, to be sure, and involvement of entertainments and the like are all the purpose of it. The idea of worship of God is to bow before Him, to honor His way. And the Bible tells us clearly that as we wait upon the Lord, we renew our strength. And so in this worship of God, as well as in our daily walk of service, we find ourselves being renewed as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, John 4 and verse 24. And so it is that we have the guidance of God's Word to direct us as we worship the Lord, as we serve the Lord. And in this particular idea of the home and marriage, you know the individual will find that the influence that's been exerted upon him and her will be brought to that marriage. And as a result of bringing that influence to that marriage, we'll see how much light there is in that marriage. We'll see how much light is shared with children. We'll see how much light is going into the future because they're like arrows in the hand of a mighty man. We want to see that to be good. And so we want those things to be light-giving right now to the individuals. Sometimes we find ourselves getting into a way of life that seems to be successful, and yet it is not a thing of God. Such is the idea of James 1, verses 18 and 19. He tells us there regarding a good man and a good way of life. He says that, Let every man, therefore, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man doeth not the righteousness of God. Sometimes we get to thinking that being upset, being louder than others, being angry and dispositioned, putting them in their place, be it home or be it church or be it community, is the way to go because it looks successful. It looks like others don't reply. It looks like others don't say much in retaliation. It looks like others back off. And thus we're being successful because we have much of that wrath that is expressed. But the scripture tells us, is it doing the right things of God? Is it pleasing to the Lord? Although it appears to be very successful. Notice what he says. Let every man, therefore, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man doeth not the righteousness of God. By and by we'll find out that that is not the best way to go. Not the best way to pursue it. No matter the success of it, we find ourselves following a way that's man-made, and ultimately it is going to fail. The Apostle Paul dealt with brethren at Corinth that had much of those dispositions in life. And he described them in 1 Corinthians 12 in reference to how they lived and how they misbehaved. As people in the body of Christ, that they ought not to have schisms and divisions one with another, but they ought to be able to discuss, prayerfully so, the word of the Lord and the way of life for them to follow, as God's word is said. You know, when we find ourselves doing that, we find ourselves following God's way, and we are swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We're not doing the wrathful thing to guide and direct our families or guide and direct our Bible class or guide and direct our club meetings or guide and direct our communication with others who are neighbors in the neighborhood. We find ourselves rather doing slowly a matter of wrath. We're kind and kind-spirited to others. And thus influencing them for good and for godliness' sake, we have friends. We have people that will come to our service and aid most any time of the night. When called upon, they'll spare no expense and no time to be a part of helping our lives. They'll love us for our work's sake. They'll love us for our representation of truth and fair friendship. They'll work with us in that regard. But on the other hand, what happens to that individual who's been rather gruff and rather rough and successful as it may appear to be when there's help needed by him or her? Sometimes the idea will be expressed, they put themselves in that position, let them get out of that position by themselves. Sometimes the statement is made, I'll get to it when I can. Sometimes the idea is, I don't know how soon it'll be. That person will go off on me. And while I'm doing this or doing that in service to them, there will be a sad experience to be done. And thus, I'll not go and serve that individual. Let's be people who follow what God's word says, have many friends, much participation together, and do good. And we'll find ourselves getting something fixed and getting something amended and getting something tended to by people who love us and care about us and want good things to be done. And perhaps it'll be that those individuals will see us serving the cause of God. And as a result, as we read in 1 Peter 3 and beginning verse 15, we'll sanctify the Lord God in our heart and be ready always to give answer to every man that asks a reason of us. With meekness and fear. With meekness, yes, we're practitioners of meek conversations, slow to wrath. And as a result of doing those meek service activities, the individual will feel like that they can ask a question without our going off on them, without our ridiculing them, without our putting them in their place. And as a result of that meek spirit of life, they'll ask the reason of the hope that is in you and answer them with meekness and fear. Respect of God and respect of that individual. Although it may seem to be the case that angry disposition and a rough mannerism teaching God's word is putting them in their place and being successful. In the long run, we'll see. In the long run, we'll understand that it's much better to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.